Welcome to Lucifer's Lair. Your host, Robert Paul Champagne here. You all know my jizz by now, but I guess get some new ones want to call and come over and fuck the shit out of me. 917-353-2913.
I bought something out they want to be bought out, but didn't board it out. Very bossy.
It's falling apart, the city don't want to fix it, they're lazy, and I want to...
Oh, calm down.
I didn't care for the new game in today. Too mushy, too lovey-dovey.
Yeah, ready for the hardcore dick.
That red flag, that red flag.
Stroking my dick, man. Fucking naked, man. Yeah.
If they call a phone... Okay, let me smoke cigars. Okay. My mother, when I was a teen, used to sit and read porn books to me, and we had fun.
Way to go, RPC. We're proud of you, man. That was awesome. Please put up more videos like that.
I mean, look, I have to tell you, though, his videos have gotten better.
Baby. Get off.
The horniness is at a fever pitch. And he can't take it anymore. He's resorted to just ejaculating in front of people because he can't take his horniness anymore.
Yeah, I totally get it.
He's put it out there, and now he's just going to masturbate in front of you.
Yep. All right. Well, you know what? It's fine. We can just cut that and use it as just...
Just move it to the closer.
Yeah, move it to the end. That's fine. And because, look, how good of a mood did that put you
that
in?
That was really funny. Especially within 3 seconds, he was like, I'm going to fuck a gum.
Yeah.
There's, and Nadav was
right.
That was a very good, funny part.
That was so
yes.
funny.
But that part isn't going to be the thing that gets us flagged.
Right, right. Shout out to RPC. A lot of people, by the way, I'll admit that I didn't read the room exactly correctly. A lot of people have been messaging me that, his intense orgasms can be too much at times.
What?
They're like,
what do you mean?
Yo, dude, you need to dial that way back.
What do you mean? Like, and when they're listening to our show?
Yeah. They're like, hey man,
neighbors can hear.
They're like, I have headphones in or I'm driving in my car and it's just minutes of a guy having intense orgasms and it's a bit much, and I'm like, isn't that the best part of the show? And they're like, no.
I know. You know, you're right. You and I often enjoy the things that the audience doesn't.
I know.
And I'm not sure how that happened.
It really was an eye-opener.
No,
I mean, because
the
last
agree.
Few episodes we were like heavy with RPC's OnlyFans, and I was like, do you guys just want to watch him come for an hour? And people are like, no.
I do. I love it. And I did Dr. Drew. I did Dr. Drew after dark yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that a good RPC?
That's pretty good.
And Drew was mortified.
What was he mortified by?
It hasn't aired yet, but you will see. He asked for a puke bucket.
What?
Yes. And it was, so his eyes were watering and it was hard for him.
What part?
What, remember the part where he makes white and it's a little chunky?
Yeah,
it's a little.
That part was pretty gross, I'll admit.
And then,
but like his performance, he's a real performer. You know, for a long time he was saying porno actor in his bio, like on his accounts, and I just thought, oh, that's kind of funny. But he really performs.
Well, now we know why.
Like he really. Really dials it up, you know. It's a show.
I wish you would come like that with me.
It can happen.
Oh, the kids are like, Daddy, Mom, what's going on?
I can do that.
Yeah. Oh,
you want to try it tonight?
Let's try it right now.
Right now. We can try it tonight.
You guys are horny.
You guys are
crazy,
horny.
Sean said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the thing is, he.
You do it just
his,
like him. By
his
the way.
Orgasms
so great.
Last. I mean, I don't know how long, but he starts making those sounds on the build up,
right?
And also the come down. And then the most impressive thing is he like, it's over, and you're like, whew, like most people are going, oh, really? Why?
We're gonna get flagged because we're talking about Robert Paul Champagne coming and the what we like about it, and you're sounding like him coming. I'm just saying the YouTube standards and practices team will not smile upon this.
So what are we supposed to do, man? We just talk about balloons?
Just wait 10 minutes and
cookies?
Then we could talk about
all right, all right, all right.
It's already too late. Let's just go fucking.
It's too late.
No, yeah. Let's just go all.
Well,
in,
let's
dude.
Talk about my diarrhea. I feel like I need to process it.
I don't want to get flagged. We keep getting flagged.
Well, then I don't. Can I talk about diarrhea?
Sure.
Is that a flaggable offense? Diarrhea talk?
Yep.
I mean,
look, guys, we're
all
already
good topics.
Look, we're already wet. We don't need to wear a raincoat anymore. All right, this episode's gone. So let's just go all in. You know,
do
what you feel.
This is why. We can't be normal, Tom. We're never gonna be normal. Hey, but for real.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you think what hypes up that orgasm to that level for him? Is it just that he's performing and
he's performing?
He knows you're watching.
I mean, I still think it probably feels good, like it does to everybody. But I think he's a showman. You know,
he is a performer, and he's very charismatic.
He knows what you're watching for.
Right.
He knows why you signed up.
And by the way,
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Like the same way, you know, if you are looking at a porn person's page, like you're there for a reason, right?
You so he's like, off.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? You want orgasms? I'll give you one.
Yeah, and I signed up for his OnlyFans.
It's pretty
only
great.
Fans, and it's worth every penny.
Oh yeah,
it was
of course.
Really good stuff.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, I got to talk about this diarrhea that I had this morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're like, don't you feel like after you have a bout of diarrhea, you do have to talk through it with somebody to get to the bottom of it? And like, it's traumatic.
It's pretty traumatic, yeah.
So this morning I woke
up. Sometimes when they're really intense.
It was. I haven't had diarrhea since we had tacos for three different taco places with Jesus Trejo.
Yeah.
Anyways, I wake up this morning. Let's see if we can do back like a shart lock on it.
Okay.
I woke up and I felt tired this morning, but I made myself go for my morning walk.
Yeah.
So I walked, I had coffee, and I took a normal dump. And then I thought, okay, I can go for my walk. I walked, I came back, I had two hard-boiled eggs. I was still hungry. I had cream of wheat. Now, I haven't had cream of wheat since I was 12 or 11 years old, and I had a big bowl. A big bowl.
I mean, I think I already solved your mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, God, I feel sick. Like, it made me feel really sick. And then I had my first bout, and then in the car, I was like, uh-oh. On the freeway, I thought I was going to barf for shit. And then I came here, and then I was like waves of diarrhea.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you what a compelling story you just told. Because I feel like the people here, the people at home watching and listening are like, whoa. That is a Sunday Times kind of edition story. That is really something.
Do you think they're on the edge of their seats
here?
They're
like, I mean, I'm just trying to solve this mystery with her. Yeah.
Well,
is this story going to be optioned by HBO or something? Maybe make it a series?
Well, I'd like to tell you the sad part of my story.
Oh, okay.
Is that I had to dump here in the office.
You have never done that, you said.
I've never done that. It was my first dump here. And there was no bidet. There's no washlet.
We really got, you know what? We have.
We have one.
We have a Tushy sponsor. We should get a Tushy in here.
I know.
You know, spray those.
Why
down.
Are you making that face? You're not into the Tushy in the office?
Here's the thing. I like using a bidet.
Mm-hmm.
I think sharing a bidet is a completely different thing.
Oh.
Because, I mean, as we learned on an After Dark, I have a lazy rectum.
Yeah.
And I use the bidet to tickle it, to work.
So what Nadav does is he fills his anal verge, that's what Dr. Drew says, with water, and then he flushes out his own anus. And so that's what he's
doing. Yeah, I douche my asshole with the bidet. I don't know how to do it a different way.
Oh, my God.
Well, can you refrain from doing that in the office?
I could try.
Like, you just save that for your personal use, and then I can use...
So it's like every time, it's almost like
that's
every time
true.
I go to the dinner table, it's like, hey, there's going to be a lobster tail
every
on
time,
your plate.
Every time you brown, you have to tease your asshole first?
Not every time. Ever since I got the bidet,
Do you sit down, you hit it with water?
Well, I mean, do you ever do you ever feel like you have a shit and you're like, I know this is going to be a stubborn one. It's going to take a lot of pushes. So So when I have that feeling, it's like, ooh, it's tickle time.
Oh, I see.
You stimulate your anal verge.
I stimulate my anal verge.
And then the
all the caca comes out.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's how I do it.
Have you been eating Wingstop a lot lately still?
Yeah, I mukbanged some Wingstop over the weekend.
And how'd that go?
Not well. I hurt myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of salt.
Yeah, that's and sauce and like chicken skin.
No, yeah, it's the salt it's isn't not, the only thing hurting me. In
yeah.
That
yeah.
Well, look, let's get this opener going. Even, okay, let's get into the show.
What a dynamic show already.
Yeah, this is really something
coming
special.
And shitting. So
Jesus. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I love you, but this is why we're married. Yeah. Like I.
All right.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Ruth here of Ruth Butler Music.
Oh, fuck.
So let's talk about my beard today. Just going to share a few things what it's like to have a beard.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Why would you keep this? Why wouldn't you get rid of that? Why?
I have a theory. I know. Okay, so there's a woman on TikTok that I follow that's a bearded lady. And she's been like, yeah, I have a fucking beard. I'll tell you why. I got sick and tired of lasering. I got sick and tired of shaving. I'm just going to be who I am. Okay, it's hormonal. I can't do a fucking thing about it. Leave me alone.
You can do something about it. You can. You can keep going the laser and shaving
like,
and whatever.
If that was my situation, I would be working full time and vigilantly to not have that.
Come on.
That would be my only purpose in life
is to not
have the beard.
What she's going
to
say right now.
Yeah.
One thing I like about my beard, I like how it's curly. Makes these two ringlets. It's kind of cool. It's kind of thoughtful. When it gets growing even longer, well, I guess it's already at the length where I can go, I don't actually do that very often. Like I thought I would.
Is she putting on a fake accent? I feel like I thought I would. Or is she Irish? Mm. I like English.
So this is the camera right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know, dummy.
When I look here, that's me. So I can look at myself so I can see what I'm doing. So I know you're there. But I'm just going to keep looking at the beard a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Tom.
I'm growing it about 3 years, maybe.
Oh, 3 years.
My family decided to take a trek out of modern living. I moved into an RV. While we were there, living in the RV, I decided to grow the beard. I tried to get rid of it and hated myself. Oh, I'm horrible. I'm so ugly. And then I decided, maybe I like it.
No, you don't. There's no way you can like the beard. There's no way, Tom. Okay, question. Who's the hottest girl in the world, supermodel, whatever? Who's like the hot chick right now?
Who would it, I don't know.
Who's your favorite whore that you want to...
Favorite whore?
You know
see,
I mean?
You already...
Who do you love? Like, Gisele Bündchen? I don't know. Who's the girl? The it girl? Okay, her.
Sure, her.
And then
that is.
That's... She's your lady, and then she grows a beard. Do you drop her, or you keep her?
You tell her this is about to... This is kind of a do-or-die moment in your life right now. Do
the
you
beard.
Want... Huh?
Well, I mean, she's your lady. She's
right.
Your slam piece.
So I go, do you want to stay together?
Yeah.
Do you?
Right. Yeah, I do.
And then if
you
she's
like
yeah,
life?
Definitely. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm going to walk into the other room. And then when I see you again, you got to knock this fuck shit off.
Fuck shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think that, okay, so you shave it, but then there's stubble. Like, so by the end of the day, she's still going to have stubble.
Okay.
Right? So how do you, you would have to laser it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, go get some laser treatment done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or don't.
And be alone forever.
Just get an RV and move outside somewhere.
With your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because like, she's given up on love. She's definitely given up. Yeah. And he's shaking.
Hairs. And then there's like some weirdly like long hairs. There's this
man.
Level.
I'd rather watch poutine.
And then some like super long, if I stretch them out, they're like, whoa, I haven't actually measured them. Maybe I should. My middle finger is 3 inches exactly. So these puppies are about 6 inches long when I pull them straight.
Don't do that. Don't pull them
straight. On good beard hair days, just twirls perfectly down. But this one, see that? Yeah. What
and
is
you
want to,
like...
I'm not good.
Like, I know we always celebrate people who go... Like, we always raise people up who go, I don't care what people think. But then, don't you think at a certain point you go, you should care a little bit?
Yeah.
You know? A little bit?
Yeah. Well, especially things you can control. Like, this, for the most part, can be maintained.
Do you want to deal with every time you walk into
right.
a store, a restaurant, anywhere that people are going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, and then you have to, you're going like, well, I don't care what they think of me. Or they could never look at you like that again if you just.
I know.
Like, everyone would be like, oh, that's a nice, pretty lady.
I know.
But you're like, no. I insist.
I'm me. I'm doing me. Yeah.
Come on, man.
One of my older brothers is named Darren. When I was little, he was talking about he would only ever be able to grow a goatee. And for some reason, I felt like I want a goatee so much. I'll never be able to have one. And then when it started growing in, when I was like 20, I was like,
20?
What is happening to me? I want people to think I'm attractive.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But yeah.
Is she going through something, though? Because.
What makes you say that?
Like, she keeps going to this whole thing of, like, I was, you know, like normal stuff. I was weirded out by it or, mm-hmm. oh, no, what do people. And then now she's like, ugh. That was such a silly way of thinking. Well, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe she's just tired of the social constructs, Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Misogyny and patriarchy. Yeah, go. I know. She's telling you that the society doesn't dictate how she feels about her beard, Tom.
But if you have a full beard, you should maybe consider growing it because you can do cool stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, check this out.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay. What? Huh? Oh. Cute. Cute.
Oh.
Oh, hi. Left side, I'm married. Sorry, not available. Right side, I'm available.
Oh.
Do you think
that's
they're
the Hawaii thing anyway?
Do you think
flowers they're behind the ears, right? Aloha. Aloha, I love Hawaii.
Well, do you think there is a man that would tolerate this?
Time? Yeah. Yeah, of course. There are. I mean, they're not like men you'd respect, but there's yeah.
What kind of man would be with this lady, you think?
Kind of guy who's like, isn't my wife's beard cool?
Yeah.
I mean,
trying to bring some good content. Yeah, you can ask me questions. Just talk to me. Love you. Bye.
I mean, she seems like actually like a pretty lady, you know?
Right,
she has
right.
a pretty face.
Right, it's just hormonal.
Yeah.
It's a hormonal thing.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, it is a choice to keep it and let
it grow.
No,
it's a choice.
It's a choice.
I mean, what would you guys do if your lady had that? Would you say something or just kind of roll with it?
This is a decision that she makes in the middle of the relationship?
Yeah. So like you're dating her.
Uh-huh.
And then after like, I don't know, a year and a half, she's like, oh, my beard's coming in.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. Like she said it happened when she was 20. So let's say you're dating someone who's 28 and mm-hmm. then they're like, oh my God, my beard just came in.
I'd be like, oh, what are you going to do?
And then they're like, I mean, I guess it's just who I am. I always wanted a goatee. My brother used to always talk about it.
And I go, well, you know, maybe it's time to, you know, leave the nest and go find yourself.
Terrible.
Annie, would you tolerate that?
No way.
Hell no. We're going to the laser place immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And I'll pay for it. No problem.
There you go.
I'll pay for it.
See?
It's going off.
I'm helping you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna help you. What about Zola? Would he take that?
No. No fucking way Zola's taking that. He's young, attractive.
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
No chance.
No chance.
No.
Would you offer to pay?
I don't know how much laser treatment costs, but... I don't think it's cheap.
No, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
But if you really liked, let's say you really like her, and then it comes in, you'd still be like, we have to address this.
Yeah.
The Rona.
Yeah. It needs to go.
It needs to go.
It's disgusting. Listen, this is a woman's choice to shut her vag down. This is what's happening here. There's certain levels to it, right?
Yeah.
First is buying Birkenstocks. You start to wear Birkenstocks. You decide that you don't want male attention. And then maybe you buy culotte pants, you know, or jorts or whatever. And then
those Birkenstocks are such a sign.
It's disgusting. Any woman that wears the Birkenstock, that is a direct message. I don't want to fuck. I don't want anybody in my vagina. I don't like male attention.
Ugh.
Ugh. And same goes for men, for that matter, who are wearing these sandals.
I agree.
It's disgusting.
No, they're
Crocs. If you're wearing Crocs, I mean, come on.
Wait, those ones right there, the next one over, the leather, those look like, I don't know, just like a bacteria haven or something.
Well, that's what happens is that under the feet, there's a black rim or, you know, the black outline of where your dirty toes are all the time. That's how you can tell.
I hate them so much. I judge them immediately, too.
Oh, so do I.
You know, if somebody walks up like that, I'm like, this fucking idiot. Immediately.
Me too. I can't take you seriously in a Burke. But
asshole.
But this is
the
one
official
of
shoe of Vermont. Get out of here.
Yep. This is the last stop in the woman's world before letting your beard grow out, you know?
Yeah.
You're like,
you know, I went and saw Dr. Dick.
You did?
Saw Dr. Dick.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Fingered my asshole. Hard.
You didn't even tell me this when you got home yesterday.
Fingered it hard. And I got to tell you, I really now think anything is possible with lube. Yeah. Like you can do anything with lube.
Yeah.
Because he's giving me the physical and, you know, checking everything. I grabbed him when they check your, you know, they do this thing here. I was like, hey, I got fucking tickled. He's like, relax. And then he goes, I go, hey, and I grabbed his hands again. It just made me, jump.
You don't like when I touch your neck. You
no,
don't like it.
No. Yeah. And I was super jumpy with it. And then he's like, all right, drop your shorts. And he's, you know, he's playing with my balls. I mean, he's not playing with them, but, you know, he's checking them out.
And then he gives them a kiss and he licks them.
And then he goes, all right,
taste test.
Turn on your side. And I was like, I knew it was coming. I was like, God damn it.
Did you have to draw your knees to your chest?
Yeah. So here's the thing. He's like, come on, man. He goes, pull your knees up more, because I guess they were only up. Like, so you really got to pull them up, you know, pull them up to your chest.
Yeah.
And then he goes, here comes the goop. And you just hear like just slops on there. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then he, he starts.
Well, hold on. Does he do one finger in? And he uses
the thing.
In slowly?
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's not super slow, but it's slowly. And you go like, ooh, right? You're like, oh, fuck. And you think that that's the worst of it. And then once he's in, he goes, like jams to, I guess, to check your prostate. I can't even tell what's happening. I'm just grimacing. I'm like, oh. And I'm probably being overly dramatic, you know. I'm like, come on. And he's like, and then you can feel him just jamming it in harder, harder, harder.
Yeah, I'm going to come now.
And then I come. So then, and then
did
he pulls it out,
it
and I'm like, oh my God. And he goes, hold on, I gotta check for blood. And then I'm like, just waiting. And he goes, all right, no blood. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, all right, when you turn around, there's some tissues here, and then there's a wastebasket under the sink, so wipe up and throw them in that wastebasket. And I go, okay.
Wait, but when he tickled your prostate, it didn't feel good at all?
No, it's not a pleasurable thing. He jams his finger in there, and then he just like basically slams against your prostate to see what's going on. It's horrible. Horrible. He also was like, why would you do that? Why would you mock my pain? Why?
I've given birth to two of our children.
Oh,
it's a small price to pay.
I bet that was tough. God.
Oh, get off.
Everybody knows that's a fucking orgasm for a woman to give birth. It's nothing but clit stimulation for hours. It's true. It's true.
You're just so
this
retarded.
Is childbirth right here.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Thanks. Does he say anything funny while he's fingering your
He
butt?
Did the first time. He did the first time. The first time I put it in my act, he goes, all right, you're going to feel a little pressure, and that is my cock, my finger. He did that. My doctor did that. Then, dude, because I'm 41. He goes, all right, you need to check everything. I have fucking 15 appointments next week.
I know. Yeah. Welcome to the 40s. It sucks. God.
He's just like, ugh. You got to have your ultrasounds. You got to do
what ultrasound this, for your neck?
Yeah, your but fat? Then go to your Ordinary. Cardiologist and have this like really intense stress test done. Then go in there for a checkup with him. Then go to the dermatologist. He's like, do a full body. Like all these things where you're like, why? He's like, because you're 41. You could die tomorrow. And you're like, all right.
It's so true. Yeah. Did you get the tumor markers? I like that test. When they take your blood.
They took my blood.
Did you ask for extras? Because he's like, we're going to do this.
Yeah,
this,
he's
this.
Like, we're going to run all the. I go, run whatever you want, man. And then urine test. And then he wants me to go to an orthopedist.
For what?
My shoulder.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
He wants me to go. It's just a lot of shit, man. A lot of appointments.
I know. I get my tits done, my cooch looked at.
I gotta get a
skin.
Penis reduction. Yeah, it's not all it's made up to be.
Poor guy.
You hear about these real big dicks. And it's not that fun, guys.
Stupid.
No.
Fuck, man.
Hey, by the way, Annie, just want you to know, I'm gonna buy you lunch today. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just letting you know.
What's up, white people and the rest of you motherfuckers? I'm starting a trend. Look what I got. One, two. Oh, show them the bag.
Gotta see the bag.
Hashtag apology lunch. Go find yourself a black person and buy them some fucking food. Hashtag apology lunch.
All right. Anything you want, buddy.
Thank you so much, man.
Sorry about American history.
Dude, those guys in the car look like they're so, like, they've just been geeking about what this dude is doing.
I know.
Because at any point, they could just turn around and fuck this dude out in there. Just like, free lunch? All right, man.
Free lunch is pretty cool.
And he splurged. He took them to
Burger
King.
And those bags don't look light, if you know what I mean. I think they were just like a couple extra sandwiches. He's like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Burger King.
You know, he wasn't like, do you want a number 5 or a number 7? They're like, how about both? He's like, sounds good. Yeah. Yep. Pretty
cool.
Good stuff.
Good.
It's a really cool...
I've been waiting for these thoughtful videos to come out.
Yeah.
Go find yourself a black person.
Go find yourself
okay.
a black person.
And buy him lunch. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
What's up, white people?
Oh, boy.
It's a good message.
What's
I like.
White people.
People have to make a change on their level. And this is a difference that he's choosing to make. And,
yeah.
You know.
Hey.
Hey, it's nice. Not like it's a mean thing to do.
No, it's not a inherently bad thing. It's a good start.
Yeah. I'd like to walk into like an all black store and be like, guys, guys, and have everybody just be like, so I'd be like, do you guys want lunch? And they're like, what? You guys feel like getting some lunch on me? What? Because everything's been bad. So do you guys want to eat?
Yeah.
All right. Come on.
I've been really enjoying the flurry of corporate emails. Every corporation
Is
BLM right now.
Yeah,
it's really authentic. It feels,
really
good.
Real.
Yeah. Lululemon supports Black Lives Matter. Like,
so
thank God.
Hilarious.
Okay.
Here at Verizon, we recognize that black communities have had it rough. We will not be offering you any discounts. But we see you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We will be doing nothing to help the community in any way, but...
John Deere recognizes that black Americans like tractors, too. Yeah, it is pretty hilarious to watch corporations get involved with social issues.
Well, it doesn't...
I wish they would just not.
Just don't... Yeah it doesn't feel authentic. It's not... You're not helping anybody. Like, you're just bandwagoning and... It doesn't, it's not nothing. What are you doing?
I know.
Do
I don't
you
know.
Even have black people in your organization at the top? Probably
well, that's what,
not.
That's one of the things that they've been pointing out is the lack of black representation. Well, in a lot of places, but in corporate America, you know?
Sure.
Like, there was something with Adidas and Nike, how I think Nike has one black board member. Adidas has none. Mm. Adidas also has no, like, top executives that are black. So all the black employees at Adidas were like,
yeah,
you keep, you know, saying all this shit and you market to us, but you don't have any.
But did they send out a thoughtful email?
Of course they did. Okay, yeah.
Because I need to feel safe.
Then they made some real nice posts.
Social and they were like, "That's the best.
We care about you. Here's a new shoe." Yeah. So, yeah, corporate America, man. They're really, really.
Oh my god! And
cool.
Then that actor video got passed around where they were apologizing. Remember what was it?
Which one?
The one where there's like, "I take responsibility."
Oh my god!
Take responsibility.
Yeah, we have it here. Why don't you play that one? This thing is so cringy.
How embarrassing.
So cringy.
Oh,
man.
My gosh.
Here it is.
I mean, look, I'm supporting the cause, and I know. There's some of it's just so insincere.
What it is,
this
too,
is nutty.
This is the difference between comedians and actors. It really is. Actors are like, man, they just. They're so intent. They so intensely feel everything.
Yes.
I mean, this thing is like.
I take responsibility.
Uh-huh. Responsibility.
Look at this guy.
I take responsibility.
Oh my god.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility.
Oh wait.
Oh.
I didn't
for
know
every
that.
Time it was easier to ignore than
Josh
to call it out for what it was.
Every not so funny joke. Uh-huh. Every unfair stereotype.
For every blatant injustice, no matter how big or small.
Every time I remained silent.
Every time I explained away police brutality. Or turned a blind eye.
Yeah.
I take responsibility.
What are you going to do?
Black people are being slaughtered in the streets, killed in their own homes. These are our brothers and sisters, our friends.
She looks
our
like
family.
She got.
I'm such a piece of shit.
I will no longer allow an unchecked moment.
Oh, okay.
I will no longer allow racist, hurtful words, jokes, stereotypes.
You won't?
Oh, not
no matter
the jokes.
How big or
yeah.
small.
What about good jokes?
Jokes?
In my presence.
No
don't
jokes?
Take
I
away
will
the
not
jokes.
Turn a blind eye.
I'll never turn a blind eye. I'll always use my good one.
I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
Wow.
Oh. I stand against hate.
Oh, I fucked up. Oh, I fucked up.
Call out hate. Step up.
Oof.
And take action.
He's such a good actor, that guy. Jesse from the...
Wait,
he's the most intense.
He
when
was
actors,
so intense.
When actors do the prayer...
Aaron Paul,
thing,
right? Is that his name?
Yeah. But, Tom, whenever you do this, just for your future acting, you have to pray prayer hands, and then you look down, you take a breath. I have diarrhea.
I take responsibility. For jokes that make fun of other people for the way they look and the way they sound. And they talk like this. Oh, they talk like this.
I take responsibility
for
how stupid this video is.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is an acting thing.
Yeah.
Actors are so intense.
I know. And how many of them just dialed that up, you know?
Of course. And how many of them even have, no, I guarantee they don't have black friends or black anything in their life.
No.
Oh, God.
I'm not buying it.
That was so funny. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over and setting up a Mint Mobile Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
How about this right here?
You know, some honey bun.
There he is.
I got some potato chip.
Those aren't potatoes. Those are corn chips.
You get hungry? I got my baby girl. Get some snacks. But yeah, girl. Because you know, once we lay there and do what we have to do, you're going to be hungry.
Yep.
I'm going to look out for my baby.
He's still on a campaign.
You know how I feel about snacks?
Just let me eat you.
Yeah.
Well, if they put that slogan on those Doritos, they'd sell a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Just let me eat you.
Just let me eat you, man.
Look, you see what I'm saying? You're going to be right here. Yeah. I'm going to be playing with the bikini.
Okay. I don't know.
Does he get laid, you think?
Look at those moves, man.
I mean, he kind of talks about it the way that a teenage boy talks about it before he's had sex, where it's like all he thinks about and he's so excited. You know, it almost feels like...
I think he's speaking from experience.
But let me tell you this, though. This video won me over. Until he started air humping.
Yeah.
Because he offered me snacks.
That's very thoughtful. By the way, I think he is actually an attentive lover.
I think now I'm beginning to think he does care for my needs.
Yeah.
You've never offered me snacks. Post-coital, pre-coital.
I don't think that's true.
You don't offer me snacks.
I've gotten snacks before.
No.
Afterwards?
Wine. You've gotten me wine before. Get me effed up.
I did what I could, you know? But I'm just saying... You know, he made his pitch about eating you and then you sleep for 3 days and getting the, just wash them bubbles, make it smell nice.
Yeah.
He's a horn dog, but now he's like, I got you snacks for when we're done.
And that's what I'm beginning to, dude, growing on me now. I think I'm into it.
He's switching from cool guy to real guy.
Yeah. To really cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's how you want it? Yeah. On the side, I got you, baby. Straight up. Uh-huh. Yeah. Kizzy, my baby. You want some more?
Would you do him?
If he had his teeth, I might consider...
Really?
Just, like, I'd kiss him a little. Like, if he was in a bar and he was doing this racket and it was fun, you know, like we're on vacation somewhere and this guy's in the bar and he's like, let me eat you, girl, and we're fucking around, I might kiss him on the lips a little.
Really?
Yeah, if he had his teeth. Just for fun.
Would you just kiss him on the pee-pee a little too?
No. But I'd like dirty dance with him a little just for fun.
I would watch.
Yeah, how you gonna say it? Ooh, Joseph.
That's his name.
That's his name.
Ooh, yes, Joseph, yes. Ooh. Put it in me. I'm gonna make you cry.
This is what junior high boys are like. You're absolutely right. Like they hump stuff and they pretend like they're air humping a lot.
Yeah.
I remember,
Ooh, Joseph.
Yeah. This is what boys do in 7th, 8th grade, That's pretty funny. Cool. I wonder if he gets laid. Someone's got to be.
I mean, a teenage boy would go.
Playing with the bikini.
You know? I don't think he actually does it much.
Yeah. Stop with the jokes.
There's no place for jokes.
My pussy's bleeding. I can't handle a joke.
The next time someone makes a joke, I'm going to call them out. That's not funny. There's real people.
Yeah. You guys such pussies. I mean, you never.
Yeah.
You never.
Drink a gallon of bleach.
Yeah.
Make a video about
Shut
that.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Fucking. So, speaking of different races, I got burned the other day. I got sunburnt. I decided you were
boxing in the backyard.
Yeah, I was
in the middle of the backyard. Day.
We had our masks on. We were protecting our immune systems, but my buddy came over with mitts, so we were doing whatever, working the mitts in the backyard. It was hot.
Yeah, you know,
it was cooking. I had some sunblock on my head and my neck. Anyways, then we're done. You know, we get naked. We're just wrestling in the backyard a little bit, and then we jump in the pool. And I was so hot from like boxing and fucking and wrestling that I go, you know, I just want to cool off. So we jump in the pool.
Oh God, you guys would be the perfect gay lovers. I always think that, you know,
so
and
that's
this,
really cool.
This
yeah.
bro, I mean, he's yeah. in really good shape.
Yeah, I took a Bert shower. I did. That's how Bert showers every day.
But let me tell you what happened. So. Yeah, Bert hasn't showered indoors only but twice this year, right? Leanne's told me about this.
He's done the hose off.
So gross.
And they have sex.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
She must get UTIs constantly.
All the time,
from
I'm
dirty
sure.
dick and balls.
He either uses the hose outside or jumps in the pool. He's like, yeah, I showered in the pool.
No,
like,
that doesn't
Wait,
count.
Do you use shampoo and soap in the pool? He's like, no, you just rinse off.
And no, like, and that's chlorine. He's probably too cheap to have salt water. We have salt water pools. So you guys, you and your boyfriend were in our pool.
Yeah.
And it's been windy. It was very windy
it was
the
very
last
windy, yeah.
couple of nights before. And I go down and I look in the pool. I go, Jesus, it must have been the wind blew all these dirts in the pool because it's so cloudy.
Yeah.
And I was really, I've never seen the pool look so bad.
It was
bad.
Super cloudy. Yeah.
And I was like, I was going to go for a swim. I'm not going to swim now. Anyway, you and your boyfriend leave. An hour later, the pool is crystal clear. And I go, oh my God, these two animals were so filthy with your sweat and your dirt that you clouded the pool.
It was gross. It was.
And it wasn't sunblock because you guys hadn't worn any.
Yeah, I put some on my, here's the thing.
Ugh.
So I got lazy. I was so tired after the wrestling and the fucking everything. instead of just grabbing the spray and spraying my shoulder and neck and everything, I just jumped in the pool, you know, I just wanted to cool off. Dude, I was only out there, I think, exposed 30 minutes, maybe. Damn, I was fucking burned.
You were burned. I put some aloe vera on your body.
I haven't been sunburned in years now.
Yeah.
Because I'm always paranoid. I didn't have a really, really bad burn, but you could, you know, if I had stayed out there another 20 minutes, it would have been
terrible. Do you know what's crazy is that I remember getting burned so much as a child.
Yeah.
Like your whole summer was just getting sunburned. And I remember just laying in the bed and my mom would put Solarcaine on me and I would just be like freezing from the mental feeling of the menthol or whatever the fuck it is. Like, and I'm like, why did nobody just put sunblock on me?
I know.
Did nobody wear sunblock until 98 or something? Like, when did that become a thing where
you
put sunblock on children?
Charo. Where she
she
put like
so
oil on her, like cooking oil.
Yeah,
and shit,
people would.
And just chocolate. She looks dark, dark brown in photos. Like her teeth jump out in these photos. And you're like, how long are you in the sun? She's like, we'd get out there at 8 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And stay until sunset and just put enhancers on. Just like all these oils.
She's lucky she doesn't have skin cancer.
She does.
Oh, she does?
She does, yeah. She's had multiple
like
chunks of skin removed from her face.
Yeah, because later in life, it's that
that's when
Dr. Drew
it fucks
saying,
you over, yeah.
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 That's terrible, man.
Yeah.
It ain't worth it for the tan. not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Don't do it.
I know. I feel like we're going to have a lot of those lessons to with our boys.
I know.
I feel like one of them is definitely going to be like, don't worry, fucking sunblock. He's already like that.
For pussies.
So, yeah. Yep. You're going to like this one a lot. You're going to like the way you look. Are you ready?
I guarantee it.
Veronica believes that children should decide for themselves when to stop breastfeeding. Bethany and Eliza Robinson have been breastfed for many years, and Eliza is still breastfeeding at 7.
Eliza lying here. They take up a lot of space, and it's not quite the same as a little infant tucked in your arm. But, you know, clearly they get as much pleasure and as much comfort as a newborn does. And one of the really nice things as children get older is that they can verbalise their experience and tell you how much they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I remember it tasting really, really sweet.
Her elder sister, Bethany, was breastfed until she was 5 and still has fond memories.
Better than anything in the world. Better than mango, even.
I'm pretty sure that's not good. It's not developmentally.
In the mornings when I'm getting dressed, the girls talk to my breasts. They touch them. We've had to set up some firm rules about letting me get dressed in peace. They don't like it when I put a bra on. They think I'm trapping the breasts and they should be free to float about.
This, I get the feeling this is more for mom than the kids. And
definitely.
I'm getting the feeling that there's no dad in the picture.
This is definitely for
there's
mom.
There's no dad. And this woman is getting all her love and affection from these two children, which is really sick and weird.
There might be a dad.
No.
Bethany and Eliza like to express their feelings about breastfeeding in drawings or pictures.
Oh, my God.
When they draw pictures of them, it's quite interesting. You know, every woman has a breast that's slightly larger than the other, so that's always featured in there. But the nipples are very long. Well, I don't have long nipples, but clearly for them there is some significance in the nipple. Mm. You know, they don't care that they're stretch marked and saggy and wobble and everything. Everything that my breasts do and are, they love and adore.
They like them so much, they even have names for them.
Their Christmas names are Melchior for the one that's got most milk in it.
So the one that's got most milk in it is the left
for the other one.
Burbior is the one that you call Waking with a pink dot. Melchior is the one without a pink dot because that has the most milk in it.
You realize that none of this would ever come up if 6 years prior she'd just been like, oh, we're just done with that.
We're done.
Anyway, well, what do you guys want to do? You want to go outside?
Yeah, it's over. The thing is, too, like, the amount of attention.
Sounds like you've made these kids really into your breasts.
Well, and they're so obsessed. We're doing drawings about the breasts. We're the whole family's talking about the breasts.
Drawings of Papa's balls. And Papa's balls, the left one hangs down lower than the right. And there's nicknames for them. There's Richard on the left and Simon on the right.
This one's Paul McCartney. Yeah, ooh. I just think this is not developmentally
good. Yeah, I don't think this is good.
Good.
I don't think you should be like...
To keep them infants when they're 5 and 7. All,
and then also, like, what kid is talking like that about their mom's breasts?
I don't know.
I've never had a kid like, ah, man, fuck.
I think it's...
Sucking on my mom's tits, dude. It is the shit. It's sweeter than a mango. I draw pictures of her tits. I touch her tits when I wake up. I mean, who fucking does that?
I don't know. I think it's a healthy development to separate your, especially when you have boys. I don't know what it does to girls to do this to them. But even last night, Essie was like, you know, and the babies, they like to play with, they touch them, they're fatty, and they're laughing and stuff, but they know that it's, they're not still sucking on my titties, you know what I mean?
So what do you think is the right age then to stop breastfeeding?
Never. Apart from breastfeeding.
I don't think anyone should ever stop breastfeeding.
What are these two mushmouths saying? I don't even understand what these...
They will not.
These two mushmouth kids, do you understand what the fuck they're saying?
Yeah, I do.
I'm happy, happy, happy.
Breastfeed when they go to college or get married. It's never happened. It's never going to happen. Once you're out in that big bad world...
I don't think anyone should ever stop breastfeeding.
Never. They won't breastfeed forever. It's just that simple. They will not breastfeed when they go to college or get married. It's never happened. It's never going to happen. Once you're out in that big bad world, that's it. There is no safe haven like being at mother's breast.
That's
not unusual amongst breastfeeding families either. You know, baby on one side, husband on the other. You know, you've just got to keep everyone happy, don't you? The only thing is that the breasts then think, oh, we've got a very big baby there to feed. We'll make some more. So
and you get a very
counterproductive.
And a very fat husband as well.
Huh?
Hmm.
Wait, what? Is he sucking her tits too?
It sounds like it.
This bitch is feeding the whole family with these tits?
Because you emptied your boobs.
Eliza thinks I've emptied my breasts, and that's why she
doesn't
get any milk out, but it's that she's actually losing the ability to suck.
I did suck properly this morning, and I got no milk.
Well, I think it's lovely that you're going to have a new part of your life to go into, and that you're going to grow up to be a big girl now.
I don't want to be big. I want breast milk.
It's very rare that a clip upsets me this much.
I know.
On this show.
I know. Well, trying to keep them developmentally behind, which is what this is doing, is not cool.
No.
To be 7 and still breastfeeding
is... Dad is like, I like them titties too. Like that milk.
Ugh.
Hey, Pete, I'm finna try some breast milk out now. Okay? We had some. My old lady shit in the pump. Because the other night we went and had a couple of drinks or whatever, so I'm going to go ahead and test this little bread milk out.
All right. That's a big sip, bro.
Yeah. No, he's
Come on,
joking.
Dog.
He's joking. It's got to be something else.
But I got to read nutrition facts on that wall, wasn't it? Hey, that shit is hidden, boy. Hold on.
No.
Hey, that shit is hidden, boy. Hold on. Hold on, boy. I see why my baby be...
Aw.
My old lady pull her breast out. She... Boy, I'm going to go back there and...
Okay.
It is sweet. It's sweet. It's good.
Oof.
Yeah, it's I guess developmentally not good.
You can drink too much breast milk. You can drink too much.
What the fuck are you doing?
It says drink too much here. I didn't know. Hold on. All
You're
right.
such a liar.
I switched it. I didn't know what it was.
Babe.
I didn't know what it was. It says drink too much. Whoa.
So describe what you're seeing.
There's a big pile, like a mud hill, just a mound of dirt and mud, and this guy is forcefully fisting it, it seems like. Oh, and now he's lowering his speedo, and he is he's laying on the mud and the dirt, and he is thrusting it now. He's humping it. Where is this from? Oh, my God.
This is wild.
There's people walking around. Yeah, I should point that out.
This is an outdoor music festival.
It is.
This looks like Ari Shaffir, doesn't it?
It kind of does look like Ari. And it's also something that I think Ari would do. Oh, he's done. I respect it, though. I respect it. I respect this guy more than the breastfeeding lady.
I do, too.
I do. I really do. He handled what he needed to do.
Well, doesn't Ari go to Bonnaroo and stuff?
He does.
Alone?
Ari would do this.
Yeah.
Ari would do that. Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
That honestly, there's like a 45% chance that's Ari. Like we haven't punched in, I don't know. There is a chance.
I do. I mean, I've never seen this before where somebody digs a hole in the dirt and then they put their penis in it. I mean, I don't imagine the friction is enough. How do you know you're digging
yeah.
not too fat?
I mean, it's kind
of
slippery though, because it's like it looks like mud. So it's probably like kind of, you know what I mean?
Oh, so it fits
you
around.
You think this pile of sand looks lubricated?
Could be. No?
Mm-mm.
I'm not seeing it. Maybe. I thought it was kind of wet. Is it not wet?
That looks wet to you?
Yeah, from here. I don't have glasses on.
Okay. No. That looks like a really dry pile of sand.
Oh, so it probably hurts his peener to hump dry sand.
Yeah, he looked pretty satisfied to me. He seemed happy.
Have you ever rubbed dry sand on your peener like that?
No.
I mean.
But also, like, how worked up is he? Maybe he's backed up for a couple weeks, you know? And he's just, he was like, I got to fuck. Like, he saw these people walking around. He's like, no one's going to fuck me here. Let's just go fuck that hill.
So amazing. Yeah. And then broad daylight.
See, human beings are amazing.
Not humans, men. Men.
True. Men are amazing.
Let's
That's what I meant
to
say.
Let's make the distinction here.
Men are amazing. Women, not so much.
You would never see a woman dig a dildo.
Because women are stupid and they don't invent things. They're not, you know, innovators.
Okay. Women should clean up properly.
Yes, they should.
What did he say? Yes. Don't drink tap water.
Unprompted.
Unprompted.
Yes. Yeah. It's true.
Will you save that clip for Drew? I would like to show him the guy fucking a sand hole.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. People are unbelievable. You know?
I used to hear of a guy who had a mattress, and then he would put a peanut butter sandwich in between the, you know, you have two mattresses, a box spring, and he put a sandwich there, and then he'd fuck the sandwich. And that, to me, seems a better idea than sand.
Why does that seem like a better idea?
It's softer, maybe lubricated, like we were saying, a maybe more hospitable environment to the penis than a sand.
That's true.
What would you prefer to...
A peanut butter sandwich or a pile of dirt? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm asking you that. But hold on. Let's do a scenario check. But here's a diff, okay?
Okay.
You're really fired up. You're so fucking horny. Like, okay. a horniness you've never known.
Okay.
You've got two options. You do what this guy is doing in the dirt. You do what Ari just did. Or... I give you the sandwich, and you do the sandwich in the between the mattress scenario, but with an audience. We sell tickets, and people get to watch you fuck the sandwich.
The other scenario.
It's just, what, the dirt?
Yeah. I don't want to sell tickets to it, if you don't mind.
Okay, what if I don't make it for profit? What if it's just...
A charity fuck?
Just, you're doing it, and then... Just strangers can walk in and see you doing it in this hotel motel
room.
No,
I'll pass. Cool, are we done?
Can you walk me through your logic a little? I mean...
I don't want people to come see me fuck a sandwich.
But they're seeing you fuck the sand hole.
No, it's different. I mean, they're just passing by and... I mean, if they come and watch me fuck a sandwich in a hotel room, it feels a lot more intimate. It's like, I want you to... This is like... People are going to go, you know.
If you had to choose what kind of sandwich to fuck, what type? Would you choose pastrami?
No.
Why?
No.
You said that so fast.
That's not going to feel good. Talking about. I don't want to fuck a pastrami sandwich in front of everybody.
But it looks like more like a vagina than any other meat source. Don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit. You know what this actually looks like? I know I'm looking at it again. This kind of looks like the I feel like this is like the Rat King, like Theo's video with this guy has a similar look when you go back.
Yeah, it could be him. Is this Road Rules? Was this Road Rules? What season was he? Road Rules 8 or 7? This is when they took it to the dirt.
He needs to have his midget next to him.
Road Rules 7, take it to the dirt. His midget.
Yeah. What was his? Who was he? He's like, he does like a macho man thing where he's like, hey, brother. So, ugh.
Yeah.
Rick wouldn't even have to pull out the turkey slicer. That shit would just, you roast it from the top. You
but
know?
He looks like he needs to eat that turkey because he's low in iron or something.
He got low. He looks
deficiency.
T cell count's about 7. You need to fucking. Eat some vitamins, bro.
Yeah.
Before you come talk shit to Rick. This shit is over.
Over.
All right, what else we got here?
Hi, I'm Christina from Mirabel Jewelers, and I got to be one of the lucky ones to test this face shield out in our store. It's comfortable. It's lightweight. We can move in this. They are protected. We're protected.
So stupid.
This is a jeweler?
Jeweler. It looks like her name's Christine, like mine.
Hi, I'm Deborah, and I was very lucky to be chosen to come and shop today. I actually had a great experience. The shield made me feel very comfortable. As a mother of three, when I go out shopping, I'm so afraid that I'm going to get the virus and give it to my children. But after this experience, I feel great about shopping again.
Wow.
Oh, that was really
what
cool.
A positive message.
Want to try it on?
I would love to try that on.
Looks great.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. It looks normal. So wow.
Dude, you have to see this fucking thing.
It looks so good. I'll take it.
It looks like they cut up a sandwich container from a grocery store and like taped it together on her chest and face.
And she has to wear a harness to wear it. Do you see that, Tommy?
Yeah.
It's just wearing like a back brace. It's not light. I doubt it. Ugh, it's terrible. That's terrible. I'd rather get Rona than wear that fucking dumb thing.
Oh my God. That's right? So embarrassing. Yeah. I would definitely rather never shop again.
I know.
They're like, this is the option you have.
Let me tell you, when I worked at Starbucks, there was a rumor that they were going to make us wear hairnets. I was like, nah, dude, I'm going to fucking quit before I wear a fucking hairnet as a barista. This shit is, this is so humiliating. This is way worse than the hairnet even.
Yeah, no.
And she's wearing a mask and the shield. You don't think that's overkill?
It's a bit much, but that's how much they want you to come buy shit at their store. They're like, we will overkill this so that you feel safe.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's definitely what's going on.
Yeah. Jeez. But did they send out the email, the Black Lives Matter?
Well, they hired a black lady to be in the commercial.
That's true. They're on the right team.
They're okay. Like, will you come?
As long as they're signaling the right.
Will you be the one? Will you be black and shop here for our commercial?
We support.
Can you tell how much we care? We care a lot. So I finally finished the Garth Brooks doc.
Cool stuff. Slick stuff. Neat stuff.
I should point out that many people may have seen this when it originally aired because people were talking about it like it's new. It's not new. It's new on Netflix, but it did air last year on A&E, I think. So I remember seeing little snippets of it last year, but I didn't watch it. So I just finished it, and I thought he cried a lot after episode one.
Oh, no. More tears?
Dude.
I fell asleep. I couldn't watch
it. It's unbelievable. Have you finished it? Have you watched it? Mm-mm. It is unbelievable how much this guy cries. I'm not kidding you. He cries... about everything that he brings up. He cries about...
Does any of it feel justified?
Yeah. I mean, at part... Like, look, crying... I'm not saying, like, you know, crying is healthy. Some things make you emotional and you cry. It's a little off-putting that you're like, everything makes you... Like, he talks about growing up and being, you know, when he reminisces about family life, cries. Talks about his dad. Anytime he talks about his dad, cries. Mm. Anytime he talks about his mom, cries. Talks about writing a song, cries. Talks about his children, cries. Talks about his wife, cries. Talks about what a fan interaction was like, cries. Talks about being on this tour, cries. Talks about not being sure how the tour would go, cries. Talks about that it was a huge success, cries. Talks about the Hall of Fame, cries. Okay. I mean,
all right. it's just a lot.
It's every single thing makes you cry. I mean,
he's very, I didn't realize how in touch.
I didn't
was.
Know he was that emotional. I really didn't. I will give him props on something. I think he's a wonderful father.
Like, really?
Yes. Well, if you watch it, you go like, oh, he's a really, really great
Why?
Dad.
What?
I mean, you could just tell that he really, like, he adores his daughters. They interview the kids and they, you could tell that they genuinely love him. And you know, when he retired, after this massive tour, it was late 90s, early 2000s. And he was like a huge, you know, it was at the peak of his career. And things were going sideways at home with his wife, his first wife, and kids. So he moved to Oklahoma. And he didn't work, like didn't tour, didn't record for 14 years just to raise his kids.
Wow.
And so the parents divorced. And they saw their kids. They lived in the same town. The kids would switch houses every night. They talk about it in the wow. special, but their whole thing was that the kids would see both parents every morning and every night. So what would happen was if they spent the night at the mother's house, dad would pick them up in the morning so they would get up, have breakfast. He would come in, they would eat, and then he would take them to school.
Wow.
And then after school, since they'd spent the night at the mom's house, they would come to his house and the mom would come for dinner.
Oh,
so they would have
cool.
dinner together, and they would spend the night, and the next morning, the mom would pick them up, and they would do the same thing. So every morning and every night, they would have both parents.
That's really special.
That's very sweet.
Taking 14 years sweet. Off the career, that's got to be hard on the ego, too.
For sure, yeah.
Especially for men, they're really
Yeah, and then he talked about, like, they were wondering how, when he announced his tour, his first tour back, they were like, well, who knows if they'll still buy tickets? You know?
Oh, right. Like, so you, there's
it,
that.
It had been like over a decade and a half, and they announced the tour, and it was like bigger than ever before. It was better.
Wow. Yeah. See, now I've got to watch the rest of it.
It's a fascinating story.
But here's the thing. I do find him to be so bullshit. That's my problem. There's so much inauthenticity in him. I want to know the truth. Well, I want to know the real, and I don't know that he's telling me the truth.
You have to watch it to decide if he's telling the truth.
I would say an interesting analysis with Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
We talked about it in further depth on Dr. Drew After Dark. He brought up, can you...
conversation begin.
I know. Can you bring up what we were watching and that Drew noticed, which was fascinating? So he had a different perspective on what's going on, and I think it's really interesting. And now that you say the crying thing, it kind of makes more sense.
Really?
Yeah.
The crying thing is so intense. It's usually, I feel like you would watch a show like this, and one of those things I brought up would make you cry. Maybe talking about your children or your parents who are no longer here. I get that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, this is from the show.
So Drew noticed, he goes, look at that. Look at his jowls, right? Like, he's got some jowls here. And then he goes, pull up a younger picture of Garth. And we looked up a younger picture of Garth, and he doesn't have these jowls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And look at his eyes. Okay. They're not very clear. They're kind of alcoholic-y eyes, would you say?
Uh-huh.
And Drew's theory is that he's drinking a lot. If you look at now, the belly.
Or before.
Well, no, he's been drinking for years. He thinks that he's got a drinking thing.
Well, he talks about his mother having a drinking problem.
Uh-huh. So there you go. He might have inherited, which would make sense. Like, he's sad. I mean, look how sad he is. Drew's interpretation was from that prism of alcoholism, maybe repressing a lot of emotions. And then when somebody, what are you laughing at?
No. Yeah, I'm just listening.
And like, when someone sits down and asks you, like, maybe nobody asks Garth about this kind of shit in his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then we do like an interview like this, and it all comes up because he's been stuffing this shit down.
Yeah, he wants to. Years. He wants to have these conversations.
Right, because I don't know if anybody in his life is really having these look, Trish is eating her feelings. We know that. So he's probably doing the same. You know, they're not, that these two are not good with feelings. Put it that way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Did he and Trish have kids too, or just kids from the first? Yeah.
Just, he just has his three daughters.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. She was real cute, by the way.
Trisha?
When he met her, like, they show the photo, she was really cute.
And then they stopped having feelings. Oof. That's not Trisha. That's the first wife, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He likes blondes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it could be alcohol. He's drinking. That's what Drew is.
Really?
Yeah. I believe it. Mm. It would make sense. The weepiness. Like, you know, he's got a lot of sadness. And he's got a dark side that he's not embracing. Remember that whole Chris Gaines alter ego
thing?
They
talk about that. You got to watch it, dude. You got
to
watch it.
I know. I will. I know. I keep falling asleep at night. I'm so tired by the time I go to lay down with you at night.
Yeah.
Anyways. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, can we watch some TikToks?
Just hold on a second. Jeez. You always want to rush right to the docs.
Well, I do love them. They are my passion in life.
It's more about, are you ready to eat?
Check this out. So I ordered Buffalo Wild Wings mango habanero, and it's super, super hot. And I can't wait to try the poop, the feces, the shit that I dump out and eat it and taste it to see if it's still super, super hot. So for those of you who don't already know, I love to use this example of eating my feces to test out my theories of what is the ego and how I can further suppress it. So if you have any questions, definitely visit my website at iamdung.com to discover more intriguing stories and comments and videos of what I love to do.
Which is eat my own shit.
No, suppressing her ego. She's trying to, it's a spiritual quest.
Can you pull up that website on your computer just to see what comes up there?
Iamdung.com.
Okay. It's pretty cool.
She does raise a good point.
What's up?
I'm just seeing some of these thumbnails, and it is quite worrying.
What's the worrying part? She has a mud mask on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a type of mud.
Okay.
Well, she is doing a good job killing her ego, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and also, I'm curious to
I thought
know.
She was talking about the eco, like the ecosystem.
Oh, I thought ego.
No? Okay.
Ego, it's spiritual.
Okay, I didn't hear it clearly.
I'm wondering, I mean, this is what the great spiritual leaders did, that you ruined
is
the
eating
ego.
Dung good for you?
It doesn't hurt.
Really?
It can't hurt. Remember, we've learned this. It's not good.
What'd you say?
Doesn't help.
Well, I wonder if her theory is correct that when you eat spicy, it makes your poo-poo spicy. I wonder if that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I gotta know.
Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of fascinated that somebody would do this. I mean, oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
That's interesting. Oh, she's so happy.
She really is.
What's it say underneath? Like, is there an article? Yeah, what does she say?
I've been inundated by messages and letters wanting to learn more about my psychedelic substance trips and fascination with dung.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is making a lot more sense.
Okay.
I want to clarify some things with respect to what many of you are categorizing as a ridiculous eating disorder in need of a mental evaluation. I would ask you to please study my materials and compound them into a critical analysis supportive of an authorization worthy of scientific religious health related report. When you do this, you will discover this is not my personality.
Hmm.
I don't have an eating disorder or a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
What I know and have learned is the extent.
Okay.
Man is always...
Ain't nobody got 10,000-hour tits like me!
Not sensing drugs, but I am sensing something's wrong.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm going to go mentally ill.
I think you're right.
No neuropathy problems at all.
Yeah, I think this is a mentally ill person. I think we can close our tab now.
Case closed. Yeah, I don't even need if we need Dr. Do we need Dr. Drew to assess?
Don't think so.
I think we got it.
I think we got it.
Huh. But that chicken wing does look tasty, and I hope she enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it can't kill you.
The poop, the feces, the shit.
Yeah, we know, bitch. We know.
All right. You ready to shift into some fun?
Yeah.
I heard you bitches was looking for me.
Bitch, here I go.
All right, I haven't seen these in a minute, mm-hmm. So let's see what's up with your talks.
New lanes have come about since the pandemic and the recent changes in our world, and it's fascinating. The talk is the pulse.
Part two, if you're going to fall in love with me, and I'm doing this on my own volition. So part two is, Do you really think you can deal with my TikTok wife? Do you think you can deal with mine and my daughter's life? My walls are up. I'm hard to break down. I'm not going to play any fucking games okay. with anybody.
All right.
I don't do drama, and I never will.
Okay. No.
This is part two of If You Fall in Love with Me.
Uh-huh.
You have to deal with the fact that I run my own detail business and wrench on cars and that I am a fucking natural flirt. It's not something I can change. But I'm always going to come home to you. I'm never going to lie or cheat on you. This is part two. I hope this makes sense. Love you.
And amazing. That's an amazing
Thank
find.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, he did point out
Thank
that
you.
You have to deal with my TikTok life and then later my daughter.
Right.
These walls are up.
Mine and my daughter. Yeah.
These walls are, I'm hard to break down.
Wait, and I like how he kind of burps in his own mouth.
Oh,
at
yeah.
the beginning.
He's like, and he didn't go, I should take that one from the top.
Part two, if you're going to fall in love with me. And I'm doing this on my own volition. So part two is, do you really think you can deal with my TikTok wife?
Wait, he doesn't even acknowledge it.
No.
Like, he just talks through the burp.
Yeah.
That's really drunk.
And this
right?
is, like, you realize, too, that message is to potential suitors, right? It's like,
ladies,
do you want to love me? There's probably chicks out there who are like, that's pretty cool the way you belched in your mouth and kept talking in that video. About it, me.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Yeah, I like that. You know what I like about this talk is the subtlety, is those little things like that.
Yeah.
He's not aware of anything, which really helps.
You said deal with his TikTok life? What does that even mean?
So a big thing on the talk is where people have partners that don't understand that they might like to duet with other talkers, that they are on the talk, and that they might get DM'd or hit up by potential other people.
By the way, I love, like, I'm a natural flirt, and that's not going to change.
He's a natural flirt.
Yeah, I flirt a lot.
I'm a natural flirt.
I'm a flirt.
I'm a flirt.
Hey, guys, just want to tell you, I'm not gay. I love my fiance so much.
Now, what we call in the FBI is a tell. You know, sometimes people, they say a statement, but then they have a tick. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know him. I don't know what his baseline is. But if someone goes, I'm not gay, I'm a fiance, I love her so much. And then they, like, have a tick.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not true.
That's not necessarily
statement
true.
Statement before the tick.
No, I mean, people have, I mean, it could have been his nose itched.
Yeah, we'll watch it again.
Hey, guys, just want to tell you, I'm not gay. I love my fiance so much.
I move and then
no.
Okay, I just thought it was pretty standard.
I think
not
it's
true.
Still interesting in and of itself. I wouldn't say that that's necessarily a tell.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Well, here's the thing. Is that it makes you wonder what's the motivation behind posting.
I'm not wondering.
A talk like this. Like, he's an attractive young man. Do you think he'd want girls to find him attractive? The answer is no. To post this on the talk, you've really got not, you don't
You're
care
not thinking about pussy at all.
At all.
No.
Or dick. Like,
right.
What are you thinking of?
He's probably thinking, like, I take pretty impressive shits and people need to see it.
I'm guessing, but this is a rare find in a king ass ripper sort of lane.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that posts this for the world to see is pretty special. He's unique.
I love it.
I knew you'd like him.
I love it.
I knew you'd like this one.
Yes.
Yeah. Sonia Stax. Oh, you're missing it. You're missing the tongue.
Ugh.
Hey, girls. On TikTok and Instagram, it's Tony Soprano, the best looking Italian in the world. Nobody been looking at me from Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. He took a bunch of ones and he wrapped it in a Hyundai.
How'd you guess? You also love that he, like, he's like, this will get them to lap it up.
Just money.
Show them the money.
Because women need to pick up unprompted.
I mean.
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
He's really cool. He picked a good angle for his face, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all flattering. And you know what
Looking
I really.
Down on it.
What women generally really respond to.
What? I have money. I'll lick your puss. I'm shirtless. I'm in shape. Yeah.
Everybody loves a good tongue wag to really get you in there.
And he also went, ugh, at one point. He was like, ugh.
Really?
Best looking Italian.
Oh, this
hey,
is
y'all,
an update.
I just want to explain this tattoo process. The first time they did it, they did a frosting to kind of get the top layer of skin. Then they just go deeper and deeper into the skin by turning it up. Hmm. This last time was 5.5. And I don't know what happened, but it really got to me. And they're going to crank it up to 6.0 to go a lot deeper. And if I stay out in the sun just right, you can see how much...
Mm.
It's really faded.
Whoa.
I mean, it's... yeah. You can see skin in a lot of spots. I mean...
Yeah, you can see
skin.
Even
look, you can see some skin on my nose.
Oh, that's exciting.
Some spots. I mean... It's getting there. Love y'all.
So that was an update from our Juggalo guy who had the face tats. And things are really moving along. You can barely see those dark shaded black... bars on your eyes, around your mouth, on your nose. You can see skin now.
This one made me real sad today.
Do you see the progress? But you can see better in the sun. It does look better around his mouth. I will say it does look lighter in his chin there.
Yeah.
That does look better.
Like, oh, did you just do your first procedure? Was that day one? He's like, no, I've been going for about 16 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, this is a year, 6 months. No? He's got a long way to go, but bless his heart because...
He must have been so into drugs before. He really must have been so into drugs. Oh. Yeah, it's going to keep hurting. He was like, that really got to me. And they're going to dial it up. Why isn't he just growing? He should just grow out a beard.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, because then you only have to do the under the eyes, above the eyes, the eyebrows above the eyes, the side cheeks.
The tip of the nose.
The tip of the nose. Then you've got all that stuff to do.
He walks around every day like this. That's the thing. We watch him for 10 seconds.
I know.
This motherfucker gets up and probably forgets sometimes, you know? Oh. I'm sure he forgets. Like, he'll walk... down the street, and he's like, oh, there's a fucking coffee place. Walks in, hey, can I get... And then he sees people go like... And then he has to be like, oh, yeah, my fucking face. I did all this shit to my face.
Yeah. You know, I had a dream last night, and this is a reoccurring dream I have, mm-hmm. that I'm covered in tattoos.
Yeah, you've mentioned that.
I've had this so many
times.
Do you
think it's because you're so deep in the world of TikTok? That it's really the talks?
It might be because I found some really crazy shit lately in the world of tattoos and piercings and things.
Yeah,
but I dreamt that your sisters were making fun of me for my tats, and then I got blackout drunk, and yeah, it was really neat. Yeah,
yeah.
But there were shit tattoos like tribal the bands, you know.
Yeah,
and it was really bad.
Can I fucking help you? instead of supporting Trump. Disgusting. That's a sign for hate. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Fuck off. Do you want me to cough on you? Because I will.
What a fucking what asshole.
What I do with my stimulus check? I pay my fucking bills, the fuck? Fuck Trump. He's a bitch. Just like you. Bye! Go fuck yourself!
That guy, though, next to her, he's like, do you really have to do this all the time?
I know. He's like, shut the fuck up.
Can you just let him roll by?
Yeah, just shut
like
up.
She's such an asshole. Every guy's been out with someone like that, you know? Every guy was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, because that girl's never been in a fight before. Like, exactly. She's never been hit, so she's like, she doesn't know that she can get hit.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, he is like, if this fucking bitch gets off her wheelchair, you're fighting her.
Yeah.
I'm not going to beat up this old lady.
Well, the neatest part about this whole video is how did they get... So these are two fat people on motorized scooters, and they're on the beach.
They're on hilarious. It is a hilarious setting because they're...
How do you get that on the beach?
They're wildly obese. They're on motorized carts with Trump flags and an American flag.
Yeah, it's
they're
so
like
weird.
380-pound people, and they're just like... Oh, rolling down. Like, I don't know how they got down. And then what are you doing?
That's, yeah, what are you... Like, why are
you... And she's like, did you get your stimulus check? What did you do with your stimulus check? Did you spend it? Yeah, that's what Trump sent you.
I know, it's okay. So weird. The whole thing.
Cool talking point. Begin your stimulus check? You spend that money? What a fucking pig.
What a world. What a wonderful world.
Pig on wheels.
I would be so embarrassed to ride in that motorized scooter. If the reason I had to use one is because of my own fatness, I'd be so embarrassed. Like, I don't think I could go out in that thing.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Yeah.
You can't even walk.
I just wouldn't go outside. I would just stay inside and get so fat and just die on my couch. Like, I wouldn't even want to go to the beach, you know?
Meet me. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Did Trump send you your money? God.
Yeah.
I'm bored. I want a boyfriend so I can have somebody to talk to. And then we can go dancing. No, we can't go dancing. No way.
Oh, wasn't she cute?
I don't know. That's such a sweet old person thing to say.
I know.
I want to go dancing with someone.
I know.
Nobody does. No one really says, like, let's go dancing. That's another, by the way, it reminded me. Remember we talked to my dad about his cool flirting techniques?
Yeah.
One time, I remember I made the mistake of, I was talking to him, I was in college, and I go, you know how you have, like, your own thing where you're like, this is things I share and these are things I don't? And then I just let my guard down. I was like, yeah, you know, I went out with this girl, but then I just didn't call her, and now I regret it, and, you know, it's been a while, and blah, blah. Like, I just shared with him, and he's like, well, why don't you call her? And I go, what do you mean? Tell her, you know. I go, well, what would I say? He's like, call her and say, you know, I think you're a nice gal, and I'd like to take you out. And, you know, he was like, go dancing. Or, I'd like to see you again. And I was like, you want me to say that? Well, say it how you want to say it. I go, you're a nice gal, and I'd like to take you to do the jitterbug. He's like, yeah. Like, okay, thanks for the advice, man.
I would like that. You can take me out to do a jitterbug.
You want
to
go dancing?
Yeah.
You can go dance sometime.
No dancing.
How's Linda? You ever see Linda?
What?
How is Linda?
I This is the old person batch?
Yeah. I just think the elderly are an untapped font of hilarity. And, you know, TikTok doesn't want you to laugh at the elderly.
I know.
They don't. I think they're just a wonderful resource.
She yelled that into her ear. How's Linda? And she went. Didn't hear a fucking
That's
thing.
Fucked up. You can't even hear stuff when you're that old. That's the worst part.
I'm not on drugs. I'm drinking, yeah. I got my beer right over there. I don't see a problem with that. I'm 35 years old, and I'm working my butt off.
Yeah.
But I can't stand these people on here talking about people.
Yeah. By the way, my favorite is, I'm not on drugs. I am drinking, but I can't because I'm 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, don't you get it?
Yeah.
She's 35.
She looks good. 35 killer years so far.
So for anyone who has never seen snap-in dentures on mini implants, I will show you what it looks like when I take them out.
Okay.
This is how they look in.
Okay. They look good.
You snap them right out. These are the O-rings that snaps into the mini implant. Right there. They look like, kind of like piercings. I have 6 on the top, 4 on the bottom, and then you just snap them back in. So I can take them out and clean them myself. I just take them out after I eat every day, but I sleep with them in every night and they stay in my mouth like 24/7. And I love the shit out of them.
They look great.
They look great. They look great.
That's amazing.
She looks very pretty.
Yeah.
She's very pretty.
So I don't know if there's a history of drug use and maybe she had to have her teeth redone, but
yeah, it could be something else. Could
get
be,
them,
you know.
I don't know, medical. Yeah, but they look really amazing, and I just thought that was interesting to see how they.
I've never seen that
snap
before.
In. I didn't know that. I
never seen that.
Really,
and they look nice.
Yeah, they did. It's a
That's
good job.
Princess Glitterhead.
Yeah.
All right.
She looks good.
That's great.
Whew. Okay, so we needed 2 videos apparently. So I'm getting it removed by Invisible Ink Tattoo Removers in Carmel, Indiana. And then to add on to the dysphoria situation, I am not too proud to admit that sometimes people do things in haste, and I was in a different mindset when I did this tattoo. I don't hate it per se. It's just not, doesn't fit with what I'm doing further in life. And, you know, if I had it to do over again, and I was able to transition years ago, or more than 8, I wouldn't have done it, obviously. I'm doing it in conjunction with other facial feminization surgeries, like lip augmentation. I can't say lip today. Lip augmentation, cheek implants, forehead and brow, shave and lift, chin reconstruction, etc. So, yeah, one life to live, and I'm living it as best as I can.
So,
well, thanks for... And bringing this one to light. Jesus Christ,
this
babe.
One is insane. So this person is transitioning to a female, so he's got, you know, gender or trans stuff, and then the face is tattooed, his tongue is bifurcated,
and the nose,
which means cut in half, and then it looks like there was a plug in the side of the nose.
It's an enormous
and
hole.
Now it's a hole. Yeah, those don't close up, what we learned from Drew. So if you get plugs and stuff and you stretch out that skin, it never shuts. So think twice about getting that stuff. Yeah. Isn't that gnarly? Oh, and his eyeballs are tattooed red. The whites of his eyes are red, which you can't see here. This poor soul.
Can we look at the next one?
Why are y'all so worried about my... Why are y'all so worried about my goddamn teeth? Worry about your life, bitch.
I knew you'd like that one.
Yeah.
Well, we're worried because you're young and attractive, and you could probably look a lot better if you had teeth, you know?
Ugh.
You're too young.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We're sexually attracted to people with dark personality traits. Evidence suggests that men and women are sexually attracted, at least in the short term, to potential partners displaying psychopathy, narcissism, and Machiavellianism. And the trait that had the most effect on attraction was psychopathy. In some cases, a man's physical attractiveness to women was increased when he was described as self-interested, manipulative, and insensitive. And physical attractiveness is often automatically associated with a host of other positive traits, what psychologists call the halo effect. When we perceive somebody as physically attractive, we automatically assume that they're also kinder, smarter, and more confident. Combining physical attractiveness with confidence and humour is even more effective. And it appears that people with more exploitative personalities are more successful at this as well.
There you go. That's why I'm attracted to you. Mm. Which leads me to this email I received a while back. Hi, Christina. I think Tom has Asperger's. I think that because Tom and I are very similar and I have Asperger's. Yes, that's a form of autism. It's also hereditary and very important to be diagnosed early. That being said, it might also help Tom understand himself better. All I ask is that you take me seriously and look into it. I'm not going to link anything. Anyway, do your own research, I implore you. This is because you're laughing at the stuff that's violent. The man getting his legs crushed video. And
yeah.
This gentleman says you might have a mild Asperger's.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that that guy knows what the fuck he's talking about.
He has Asperger's, so he's diagnosing you.
Because I laughed at a video?
Just something to consider.
Okay. I'll talk to my doctor about it. Hey, doc. A guy sent in an email.
Yeah.
Okay. You think I'm Asperger's?
No, not at all.
I know somebody who's... We both know a couple people.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's a few people... No, I don't think you're Asperger's. I do think you enjoy, I think there's a little bit of unchecked cruelty and anger in you that society hasn't squashed, and you like to watch it. Like, you've tapped into the darkness inside of you.
Mm.
You look like you're going to kill me right now.
No, I was listening.
I mean, I just think that you enjoy the dark side of the force a little in yourself, and you're not ashamed of it.
That's true.
And I don't know if that's a fault. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think so.
I just, because I enjoy these, and these are pretty fucking dark.
Yeah. I remember I gave a speech when I was in high school that if somebody is bothersome to you, you can just kill them.
Mm.
And it was in the, it was a speech contest, and I got to the finals.
Oh, wow.
And then when I gave the speech at the finals, it was in front of a lot of people, and there was a little more eyeballs kind of looking around.
Yeah.
I still have that speech.
Why don't you read it?
I should grab it, yeah.
Please, I'm curious to hear. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. It was like straight up, you should just murder people all the time.
Hmm. And did you give like a good argument? What was your
argument? I was just like, when people are... The gist of it was basically... If I was 15 or 16, yeah, I basically said, you know, people always complain about this person and that person. This person makes me feel badly. This person's in the way. This person is stopping from getting a promotion. I go, you could just kill them, you know? And then I just gave all the, I go, there's so many different ways you can kill people.
Right.
So I just started talking about, you know, you could poison people, stab them, shoot them, hit them with a car, beat them with a pipe. You know, tie something to him, drown. Like, I just gave all the...
It was for, like, public speaking class.
It was a public speaking class, yeah. Yeah.
And that's funny. I mean, that's a good... And how long was the speech?
I don't know.
Like, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah. So you were...
What I was amazed with was, like, the first teacher that saw me give it in that first class was laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
And he was like... He was supposed to pick, I think... maybe one or two people to go to the next round. And then when he told me, he was like, you're definitely, I was like, really? And then he was like, yeah. So then I went to the next round and did it. And then they're like, you're in the finals now. And the finals was in front of the entire school,
the
teachers, everybody. And the kid in front of us, the kid who went in front of me was I was a sophomore. He was a senior and he explained what E equals MC squared means.
Oh.
Right? So he's like, E equals MC squared is
yeah.
often thought, like, what does that actually mean? I still remember. His name was Josh Robinson. He gave that speech. And then they were like, okay. And he explains it. And I got up there and I go, wasn't Josh's speech boring?
Good for you.
And then I was like, here's my speech.
Yeah. That's
awesome. You guys
awesome.
Are all lucky to be alive.
Wow, a young Tom Segura, you spreading his creative wings. Like, who knew that would be the foundation for your comedy, basically, which is like, oh, everyone sucks, I'm normal, I wish I could kill everyone.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's so interesting. And now we got full circle, because that's what I was saying. Like, you enjoy that part of your mind.
Yeah.
That society puts a chokehold on and doesn't let you act out on. That's the whole part of being socialized, is that you don't say or do things like
that
you're not.
No.
I wonder why you don't. I know why.
Why?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
It's private.
There's one last one. Ready?
Yeah.
Last one.
Make no mistake. Better not come near my wife. Yeah, her mother and I don't get along. But I will defend what is mine and what is dear to her. God.
I feel like you would make a talk like that for me.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
That
for
guy
me?
Reminded me of.
I'm looking for girls for pussy.
Yeah.
Would you defend my honor?
I would
the
defend
talk?
Your honor just like that. Shirtless, laying down. My wife. I'm going to defend her honor. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, this was a lot of fun today.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I had a really good time. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
For watching, for listening. Please check out merchmethod.com/TomSegura. Also, I will shortly be announcing, I think, perhaps a return to the stage.
Oh my God.
I'm very excited about. I'm just waiting on confirmation before
I'm Polly and I'm bi.
I want a fluid bond with Jesse, and I hope you guys will come watch. Excited about that. And I know. Should be fun. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week.
All right, Rudy.
Bye, Jeans.
Bye. How do you think your dad picked up Charlie?
Well, you got to get the conversation.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good kids?
Great kids. She's playing bridge.
Kids. I have to say, like father and son.
Big kids?
Great cans, Tom.
Kids.
This is my entertainment.
Salt or pepper?
Meat or fish?
What's your favorite color?
What are you talking about? That's A1.
No.
You gotta get the conversation.
Mom, show them how those big tits fart.
I didn't even think of that option. Show me how those big tits fart.
Tits.
My wife's boobs are so big.
Her boobs got so big.
The day without you commenting on my tits.
Well, you gotta get the conversation.
Big tits?
Great tits.
Big tits?
Great can, Tom.
Tits.
Big tits?
Great tits. She's playing bridge.
Tits. But I have to say, like father, like son.
Big tits?
Great can, Tom.
Tits. This is my entertainment.
Salt or pepper?
Meat or fish?
What's your favorite color?
What are you talking about? That's A1.
No.
You gotta get the conversation.
Mom, show them how those big tits fart.
I didn't even think of that option. Show me how those big tits fart.
Tits.
My wife's boobs are so big.
Her boobs got so big.
A day without you commenting on my tits.
Well, you gotta get the conversation.
Big tits?
Great tits.
Big tits?
Great can, Tom.
Tits.
You're the queen of the toilet.
Queen of the toilet.
Queen of the toilet.
Queen of the toilet.
You're the queen of the toilet.
Queen of the toilet.
Queen of the toilet.
Queen of the toilet.